bar mitzvah, like, in my perception, is like, if you're a Christian, like, it's like a regular mass, but instead of the priest doing it, the person who's getting bar mitzvahed, because apparently bar mitzvah is like a nerve of
it's a coming of age party.
God
it's
damn
a bit like a Catholic confirmation, but more festive.
Yeah, I mean, we just got new middle
names.
It's
more involved. Instead of the priest.
And we never have to go to church again.
Yeah. And they get new names at, hell no. They get new names at baptism. It's bootleg. I would never want for like 12 years if I got my Christian name and baptism, but I don't know. But instead of the priest doing the whole ceremony, it's the kid doing the whole ceremony who's being bar mitzvahed, so it becomes a verb, and then he's bar mitzvahed, which is like a semi-noun, and I don't even know. It's like, and then you lift people in chairs, and I'm outside at this point, just hiding behind like a garage, smoking a cigarette, like just praying that no one sees me, and calling some Gentile that I know to just please save me from this misery right now.
Oh, no.
And I'm wearing a fucking yarmulke, and I'm not kidding. I wore a yarmulke for like fucking 11 hours today.
That's the best mental image on earth. You had little.
And I had to read out of like their
yarmulke.
It's probably worse that I had to read out of their like Bible. Like, I don't know. I never read our Bible, but our Bible is like God is like, or Jesus like resurrects on like the whatever day. But I'm assuming that in their Bible, God, like, I guess kills himself? I don't know. Like, they're just trying not to say that God, that they killed God. They totally did. But they're like, I don't know. And they're just talking about, like, they're talking about, like, animals and shit. I have no idea what's going on. And I'm just sitting there, and I have a shaved head, so my fucking bobby pin is not hanging on to my goddamn yarmulke. And it's just a disaster. It's not important enough to try super glue. And then I was like, I'm sitting there starving. Like, my parents are always pissed at me because I'm like, I'm too late for everything. But it's their fault because they wake me up like 10 minutes before we need to go somewhere. So I have no shirt, no tie, no pants, no shoes. But they wake me up to like, yeah, we're leaving in 6 minutes. Great. I'm already hungover. If you guys were here last night, you probably know that I was hungover. So I'm like, fuck. And then, we get there. I forgot where I was going with this.
They do anything to, like, symbolize
the ending
of,
I don't know.
The whatever the hell it was called.
Like, they're supposed to become a man. So he reads, like, a lot of chapters, and like, honestly, every two letters is hyphenized, so it's like, it's impossible to follow. It's like, oh, it's like the most drunk I've ever been, ever, times 25 with hyphens, and then it's like, wow, you have no idea what's going on. And then, oh, here's where I was going with this. I was starving, and I was like, all of my family is Christian, so I'm like, you know what? I really hope that stereotypes are true, and I hope that Jews love bagels, because I can go for a bagel right now so bad you can't even imagine. And then, boom. They bust down this wall it was a cocktail hour at 10:30 in the morning, so I was already hungover, so I had like three beers in the cocktail hour, and then they bust open the wall. I'm praying for bagels, and I swear to God, they're so Jewish, there are a mountain of bagels. A mountain of bagels. I could not take one without the mountain crumbling. A mountain.
I guess there's no Italian Jews there because I would love some pizza bagels right now.
I hate pizza bagels, but no, there's no Italian Jews there.
That's un-American.
No, I am very American. I love bagels and I love pizza, but I fucking hate pizza bagels.
How can you hate pizza bagels? It's a mouthful. Well, I'm thinking about like the little bagels, but that's a mouthful of pizza in one bite. How can you hate pizza bagels?
They taste like neither to me. They do not taste like bagels, and they do not taste like pizza. They taste like shit to me. I would rather eat Elio's pizza. And my mom's on vacation this week, so I'm probably gonna have to eat Elio's pizza this week. But I'd rather eat that than fucking pizza bagels. That stuff is shit, in my opinion.
That's just terrible. Terrible talk. You haven't lived.
It just doesn't taste right.
Well, it's not supposed to taste right. It's just supposed to taste good, especially when you're drunk. And you're drunk enough to know. It should taste
I'm drunk. Connected. Yeah, I'm drunk. And I'm eating a Kit Kat. That's all I need.
You've been going about this drunk thing all wrong. You don't eat chocolate when you're drunk. You're supposed to eat good, like, I mean, wings is a starter. Then it funnels down.
Yeah, eat chocolate when you're stoned.
Yeah. I mean, you're going about this all wrong. All chocolate products, you smoke weed and you eat chocolate products, like brownies and chocolate chip cookies and pot brownies get you even more fucked up. I mean, you gotta eat some good food when you're fucked up on beer or liquor.
The only thing is, though, that I don't really smoke weed anymore. I don't even know.
I don't either, but I've been fucked up the past couple nights, I tell you. I still got it.
It might all be about Honey Nut Cheerios to me now. I'm not sure.
Honey Nut Cheerios, Kix, they're all good things.
Oh, what? Shit. At this fucking bar mitzvah, man, I was waiting for my bagel. And I was like, these fucking Jews better deliver some fucking bagels now. Because I'm starving. And then, boom.
If it was
out
like
of thin
a
air.
Wedding, if it was like a wedding, and like they smashed the glass, you should have, like, I'm not saying you should have, but I mean, you could have. If it was that type of ceremony, like, tackle the groom out of the way, like, break yourself, bitch, smash the glass and run away. I ruined your shit.
What's that from? Brace yourself, fool.
Get up out the car.
That's from a number of movies, but most memorable is, Don't Be a Menace.